Ireland's Classic Hits, something for the weekend. It is International Men's Health Week, so we thought we'd look at a men's skincare issue today. And Celine Daly is here. She is a dermatology nurse. So first up, Celine, how to treat razor burn from shaving?
Really common. So this tends to happen when men use highly perfumed, say, shave gels. The way to combat that is to use something that's non-fragrant, non-perfumed, and not using something that's going to strip off the natural oils in the skin. The second thing is to shave in a downward direction as well. So don't shave back up against the hair growth. When you do that, you create irritation of the hair follicle and you get something called folliculitis. And that's a fancy term for razor burn or shave burn. And again, hydrating or using a moisturizer after is really important as well. Not just slapping on some aftershave with alcohol and hoping for the best. There's a really great product actually by a company called Menari who make a product called U-Life. And it's great for dry skin, but it's great for hydrating skin after as well. Again, it's not smelly. It won't smell of anything. You can't see it, but it really sinks into the skin and it doesn't leave a visible white mark on the skin for men that men don't like.
I think there's some men as well around the country who are still using the bar of soap to get the lather up on the face.
Yeah, I do.
You kind of need to move on to the gels and the foams, don't you?
Definitely. I've one here at home that I'm slowly but surely weaning off. Because,
your household,
I know.
That's disgraceful.
It's shock horror. The Taylor children have the worst clothes. Shock horror. Slowly but surely we're weaning off. So it's trying to get the sunscreen going and trying to take away the bar of soap. Because you know what? Traditionally, that's what everybody used. Yeah. But actually, it's not very hygienic either. Bars of soap, if a couple of people are using them, you can just imagine to wash their hands or whatever to wash themselves with. Not exactly hygienic. And that's why we don't recommend using soap. And we don't recommend soap because it strips your natural oils out your skin.
Ingrown hairs then?
That's tricky. And again, that's the folliculitis. It's the irritation of the hair follicle. And then some people can get it kind of in association with acne as well. So again, using products that will wash your face, but not strip off all the oils, not using alcohol-based stringent face washes or wipes, or just using water, using products that will actually wash your skin, but balance out the oils, and then to use a moisturizer then after as well. So stripping off your skin when you have folliculitis or acne doesn't actually help the problem. It can make it worse as well. Men tend to, again, if they get acne in the beard area as well, it can really make it worse by shaving. So if men do suffer from acne, I would absolutely recommend to go to your GP with a view to be seen by a consultant hospital-based dermatologist, because you can go on an oral medication on prescription only for your acne, along with a topical preparation on prescription only for your acne as well, because it's very difficult to control acne in the beard area. Also, men tend to get acne on their back. It tends to be worse in teenage years, but can grumble on right into your late 20s. And acne can scar on your back and you can be left with long-term scarring called keloid scarring or ice pick scarring on your back. So it's very important this is treated medically to prevent the acne from scarring your skin.
Yeah.
So again, a good website to go to is irishskinfoundation.ie. That website has lots of information about acne, psoriasis, skin cancer, eczema, everything in between. There's also a nurse helpline on that website. It's for free. You ring up, leave a message, and somebody, a dermatology nurse specialist, will ring you back and advise you on the best thing to do for your skin.
And Celine, are there skin conditions that men are more prone to have? I know before we've spoken about rosacea and things like that for women. Do men get those kind of conditions as well, or are they more hormonal kind of conditions?
Well, rosacea actually tends to be more common in women, but the symptoms of rosacea are more severe in men, would you believe? And again, I suppose they can't throw on a load of foundation and disguise it. So they're basically out there in the world with the rosacea on show. Men with rosacea also, when it is flaring, tend to get something called rhinophia. And that's an inflammation of the nose or the glands, the tissue of the nose. And it gives us what we call bulbous nose.
Yeah.
So often it's mistaken and called a drinker's nose. It's not a drinker's nose. There are people who've never drank alcohol that get rosacea and get rhinophia. And it's basically swelling and inflammation of that sebaceous tissue around the nose area, and it can make the nose look bigger in appearance and cause scar tissue, and that can be very upsetting for men because again it's associated with drinking alcohol, when in fact alcohol can make rosacea worse, but in some people that's not the connection whatsoever. The important thing is mild cleansers and moisturizers, but also using a sunscreen, because sunscreen protects your rosacea from flaring or becoming worse. It is so important to go to your GP if you're a man with rosacea and you're getting this increased volume in your nose, because again, there are medications you can go on that dampen down that body's response and can stop the scar tissue from occurring. There's a really simple procedure that's done by plastic surgeons that actually scrapes out that scar tissue and the nose goes back to normal volume again. So it's important to keep in touch with your GP. If you have these symptoms and it bothers you, get down to your GP. You'll be able to go on the medication, but be referred to a hospital-based consultant dermatologist, which you can be referred onward then to a plastic surgeon if you need to be.
Isn't she just a legend, everyone? Céline Daly there, dermatology nurse. I don't think I've ever thrown a question at you that you haven't known the answer to off the top of your head. You're brilliant.
I can talk for Ireland. I can talk, which is my problem. My children don't go downtown with me anymore. I swear, it's because every 5 minutes I'm meeting someone and chatting to them, and it drives them crazy.
Look, it's a good thing, because what I don't need on the show is a guest that doesn't talk to me. That would be very boring, right? So listen, thanks so much for coming on again. We'll catch up soon. And that website
Absolutely.
Again, irishskinfoundation.ie, is it?
.ie.
Lovely.
Yes,
thanks, Céline. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits.